trust Workshop Coffee and Master Roaster Richard Shannon to mess with my 2014 list of all favorites that I only did yesterday before tasting the sublime Sumbili Espresso, a Rwandan red bourbon varietal, a washed process that I just tried this morning. Now, why did I only have this now? Is because on Saturday I went out of the box, the La Mazzocco show, yearly show, where they it was a fantastic show in the East End of London, and there I won this packet, this kilogram of Workshop Coffee. Of course, I know Richard Shannon very well. I've been to the roastery. I have reported on his skills and his passion for his craft many times, and also extensively actually on coffeemumbojumbo.com on the website. If you haven't been there yet, why? You have to go there. A lot of information there. In fact, the other day I received two emails from people asking me that what coffees would I suggest for them to buy for Christmas for their loved ones. So just to tell you, people are actually going on the site. People are listening to these audio booths. I have now a high record of close to 1,000 listens on two particular recordings that I've done. One was on a small batch coffee, which was a geisha that's in the limited edition Grand Fromage series that Al Master Roaster at Small Batch surprised me with. Last year when I came back from, this year actually, in January 2014, when I came back from my trip away over Christmas, it was there waiting for me, and it was so delicious that, I did a report on it, and it got close to 1,000 listens, which was amazing. And now, sharing this actually with a coffee from Hasbin, with the, which coffee was that? It was an amazing coffee, a Pacamara. It was a Pacamara coffee, which, when I visited Hasbin, which I have as well as their roastery, Steve Layton, another amazing, amazing coffee guy, passionate, has come such a long way, and is just, a brilliant, brilliant coffee expert and marketer, and just in the coffee world, somebody that you just have to acknowledge. And fantastic. So this was the Pacamara that, when I visited him, he gave me a few coffees, and for some reason it was at the back of my cupboard. I had too much coffee and I almost forgot about it. So this was amazing, because it was a bit outside, let's say, the optimum window of freshness. And we're always talking about freshness. How many days off the roast do we let a coffee rest? How many days off the roast is it the optimum window? And then when does it actually tail off and degas too much and lose of its not only freshness, but the notes? And so anyway, this particular coffee was in the back of my cupboard. And then I pulled it out and it was, I think, 2 months old. And it was sensational, sensational on the espresso machine, sensational in the various brewing methods that I did. I think V60 I did, definitely did the Chemex. That's probably what I did. I'm trying to go back on my memory bank. Anyway, these two audio recordings are sharing the highlight, the spotlight in the audio boo selection. And I'm now I'm over 800 audio recordings that I've done, which is quite amazing. So thanks to all of you who are listening and who are just hopefully inspired by my findings. So let's get back to the Workshop Coffee Sumbili Espresso. It is sublime. I always like a red bourbon. Now, a washed coffee would be, normally speaking, a little less syrupy than maybe a natural. But this one in particular, what hit me immediately was that syrupy mouthfeel, that texture that you've got, and it's very sweet. And I just describe it as a sublime winter espresso, because it's got these kind of rich flavors, the rich note. It sits comfortably on your tongue because of the syrupiness, that velvetiness that's there. And the slight kick of a red bourbon that I can most certainly discover without looking. I think the red bourbon, my palate is very in tune with the red bourbon. I mean, there are yellow bourbons, red bourbons, orange bourbons, just an amazing varietal, actually one of the main streams, if that's the right word, of the Arabica varietals is a bourbon and a tipica, and all the other varietals are actually stem from those two those two varietals. So anyway, just it almost kind of put my whole recording from yesterday when I was just reviewing the 2014 coffees almost put it on its head. I can't remember whether I did a section of the best single origin. If I did, or did I just do espresso? I think I just did espresso, which was the Alchemy Opus, which I think is a delightful coffee that just stayed with me forever on the palate, even minutes after while I was swimming, funnily enough. So I've had lots of delicious single origins. And in fact, coming back to small batch, the one from the Mi Costa, which was also single origin and was just the best all-rounder. It was great as an espresso. It was great at various filter methods. But the Sumbili, I must say, is right up there with single origin espresso. I mean, unbelievable. I've also put a bit of milk to it, like what I love with the piccolo, which is just a bit more than a macchiato in milk. And it was just delicious. And I've had it. I mean, I didn't intend to do another recording now, but it's about 15 minutes ago that I've had this coffee and I've played around and I've posted pictures. And then I'm thinking, you know, I have to also do a recording because I can still feel it. It sits beautifully in my tummy and beautifully on my tongue. What more do you want from a coffee? Probably it's also energized me even more. Having said that, of course, I did swim again at the Tuttenberg Lido this morning before my breakfast. The temperature is down to 4 degrees Celsius. And I still managed one length of the Tuttenberg glider is 100 yards, so 90 meters, amazing pool. And, well, I was just energized. And, what can I say? These coffees energize me, swimming energizes me, and I'm hoping I'm inspiring you just a little bit to check out all these amazing artisan roasters that we're blessed with here in not only London, but the UK. And if you haven't stocked up on coffee for the Christmas period, go check them out. Go online, do a search, and find your own coffee that you really enjoy. So enjoy the holidays, enjoy your coffees, and I'm signing out, maybe not entirely for 2014, but signing out for today. We are the 15th, just halfway through December now.